This is WHQR's Communique. I'm Gina Gamboni. This is the old blues classic, Bright Lights, Big City. Len Nichols, who is WHQR's host of the Saturday night program Front Street Blues, loves this rendition by Professor Louie and the Chromatics, and he plays that group's music on his show. So when I talked to Professor Louie from his New York studio, I asked him how this particular piece got its flavor.
Well, thank you, Len, so much for playing the music, number one. Number two, we approach everything very carefully. We make sure that when we're doing somebody else's music, we're doing justice to it and that we're very respectful of it. That particular song, Bright Lights, Big City, I had been playing years and years ago when we played shows or gigs, you might want to call them, at the time when you would have a residency in a club where you'd go in six nights a week for a month and you might play five or six sets a night. And at the end of each set, you would have a break song. We used to write break songs. We used to delve into different styles of music like the blues, some jazz tunes, because at that time you were playing the top 40. Sometimes you didn't even like playing it so much, but that's what the owners wanted, and that's why you were working. But when it came time for the break song, you would be able to choose whatever you liked. Bright Lights, Big City was one of them, and we would combine it. I think the first time I started playing it, I was playing in New York City on Times Square on 42nd Street, and we were combining it at the popular tune at the time on Broadway and made it our own. And then years later, when it was time to make a blues record, I remember those great break songs that we did, and we re-recorded the Bright Lights, Big City that's on the Crow and the Blues CD with that kind of feel. We're really proud of it. It's a really great version of an old-time tune, and we took it our own way.
Grammy-nominated Professor Louie and the Chromatics perform at the Rusty Nail in Wilmington this Friday night. The level of talent and musical heritage in this group is hard to measure.
The group is so strong. Professor Louie and the Chromatics are so strong. John Platani on guitar, who was a Van Morrison for years, and Gary Burke, who was with Bob Dylan, and Frank Campbell with Levon Helm's music director, Miss Marie, with the Rick Danko Band.
Professor Louie himself collaborated with The Band, as in The Band, for more than 15 years as a musician and producer. In fact, Professor Louie got his title from Rick Danko from The Band. The professor's given name is Aaron Lewis Hurwitz. There is a story about every song this group performs, both original pieces and renditions. The song Blues for Buckwheat features Louie on the accordion, and it's wordless, but there's still a story.
The whole album tells a story. The whole Crow and the Blues CD tells a story. The very last song on the record is a dedication to my good friend Buckwheat Zydeco, who came here many times. We've played with him many times. He made a couple of records here in our studio. One time he got his trailer stuck in the mud and all the farmers came and helped him pull it out. We played a lot of shows together, played a lot of festivals down south and up here. He passed away a couple of years ago, and I wanted to end the CD off with something dedicated to him for his band and his family. It's a nice instrumental piece. It rocks out. When we play it live, we expand it, and that's what ends the CD.
Find out more about Professor Louie and the Chromatics at WHQR.org. This eclectic five-piece will be in Wilmington performing at the Rusty Nail this Friday night at 8 o'clock. I'm Gina Gamboni. Communique is a production of WHQR Public Media.